This week's Turn Away has been sponsored on the 10th yard site of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Linda Nishmas, of Yossel Ben Abram. Yudaletishri, Erev Sukkot, 23rd of September, Rabbi Yossi David, Erev Sukkot.
Quite impressing. I wouldn't have expected so many people on Erev Sukkot. So I act as a filler a bit. I don't think. There's a theory if you discuss about the rain. No? If you go out with an umbrella in the street, then it won't rain. No? A Deutsche theory. Right, maybe we'll discuss the aloha about what happens if it rains. Probably won't rain. But before we do that, I want to share with you something interesting, which I saw. I saw in the Meshech Chochmah. And then perhaps we'll connect it a little bit to in Horachamon, which we say in benching. I don't think in Nusach Ashkenaz is both in the benching, but you say it when you leave. The Ramo brings to say it, and Tafer Salach Zayin brings to say it after you leave the Sukkah on the last day. Zakenu lishev v'sukkat oro shel yivyater. Yosef. We say it in the benching. Uh-huh. Really? Yeah, we had an Arachim. We came down to Sukkot David, we don't say that. But we say. At the end of Sukkot, you say it. We say it always, at every benching. We have an opportunity.
I say Yochim Rana.
The main thing is, I want to bring the Meshech Chochmah points out something very interesting. In Parshas Emor, which discusses all the Moedim, Ele Moed Hashem, nowhere in none of the Moedim is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned. Even by Pesach. The Torah prescribes us exactly what to do by Pesach. Shavuos, when it comes to Sukkot, all of a sudden the Torah says, "Ki basukot oshavti bnei Yisrael otzi otam me'eretz Mitzrayim." It mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim by Sukkot. The Meshech Chochmah asks, "Why by Sukkot only? If anything, Pesach should be Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the Moedim are Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, but emphasis on Sukkot only." So the Meshech Chochmah says, if I'm understanding correctly, you can look it up afterwards and make sure that you're understanding him right. But his idea is quite a beautiful idea. He brings, the Pasuk says in Shemoyis, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodayhem, asher yotzei tziyotam b'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem. The purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. By the way, I'm sorry, my sore throat a little bit, yeah? Purim and Kippurim will come out with the sore throat for different reasons. They've got common. So, it says in the Pasuk, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodayhem. The Gemara bo Metzia da Fiyud makes the drosha avodayhem, velo avodim la avodim. We are, as far as the world is concerned, independent people. But we are avodim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sent us to Mitzrayim to experience what the meaning of avodus mean, in order that we should be only his avodim. The Gemara Chagiga says that avodim apotu from Aliyah leRegel. Shalosh pamim b'shnei rekod zuchol penei Adon Hashem. Mi she'en lo ela Adon echad. Someone who's got one master, he's got a chiyuv. Someone who's got more than one master, so avodim apturim. Won't go into that story, but the idea is that we are supposed to be full time avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meshech Chochmah something tremendous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us many mitzvahs. Can tell us to eat matzah on Pesach. Fine. We do the mitzvah. We eat. We've done the mitzvah. Wet filling. That's it. Shachris. Put on your filling. Say Kriya Shema. Go home. Where do we show avdus when we do the mitzvahs? We're not showing avdus because our physicality is still not bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. What mitzvah we totally move ourselves from our homes. And everything we do is in the sukkah. Even our physicality, our chumrios, the eating, the drinking, the sleeping, everything in the sukkah. Everything turns into a mitzvah in sukkahs. He says in sukkahs it happens. We're told to move into a mitzvah, which is a 24-hour mitzvah, is on sukkahs. Says the Meshech Chochma, only then are we showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodahem. The true avdus, that we subdue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything we have, even our physicality, that's only highlighted in sukkahs with the mitzvah of sukkah. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim only by sukkahs. Very interesting, Meshech Chochma. So this is tremendous. We say, as I mentioned, there are more brings in Tafel Samach Zayin to say when you walk out of the sukkah, the end of sukkahs, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make a sukkah. I saw some achoni making a whole pimple out of this. How can we sit in the sukkah? It's mekabel dag, mekabel tuma. It's not kosher for schach. How can we sit sukkah to Rosh Leviathan? These things don't mean literally. Although there's some opinions, I think the Rashba thinks it means literally. But most Mefarshim actually say it's here, there's a different message. The Rabbeinu Bachya, you know, you start finding out Lev Yosef. What's the significance of Lev Yosef? Says the Rabbeinu Bachya writes, everybody knows the famous Midrash, which Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Tanilim HaGdolim. It was a Zohar and a Keva. He had to get rid of the Nekeva. The Siris is a Zohar. He got rid of the Nekeva. He salted it. Le'osid Lovoy to make a Suda for the Tzadikim. By the way, the Gemara in Chulin at the end of the third parak, if I'm not mistaken, says quite clearly, Lev Yosef is a kosher fish. Yeah, it's got snappy and kaskeset. If I'm not mistaken, so the question, why is the Gemara bringing us that Lev Yosef is kosher? If the Tzadikim are going to eat, because we're giving it rave to eat to the Tzadikim. Good point. There's a Midrash which says there's going to be a fight between Shor HaBar and the Lev Yosef. There's going to be a fight between them. And the Lev Yosef with his snapir, with his fins, is going to shech the Shor HaBar and win him. The Midrash says it's an Avela. How can you do Shechita with a snapir? It's not a straight knife. It should be possible shechita, so how can you give it to tzaddik? The Midrash asks it. The Midrash says that a special Eiro show, what we call, special heter, which Hashem is going to give. So we might have thought that also as it comes, could be it's not kosher fish, Kodesh Baruch is going to give it to tzaddikim as a one-off. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says, don't worry, it's a kosher fish. Anyway, that's not our topic today. Yeah, we'll wait for that. But the Gemara does say, Ve'omor amor b'cha'oshda Kodesh Baruch ulasa sukkah latzaddikim o'era shil b'yosan. And it says quite clearly in Yalkut Shimoini. The Yalkut Shimoini says, it's in Parshas Emor. The Yalkut Shimoini says that if someone is Mekayim, the Loshon is Omar Levi, call me she Mekayim mitzvah sukkah ba'olam hazeh. Whoever fulfills the mitzvah of sukkah ba'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'yishivo besukkosho she Lev Yosef na'osid lobe. So it's quite clearly there's a connection between sukkahs oira she Lev Yosef to the mitzvah of sukkah which we fulfill. So, let's focus on the Indian of Lev Yosef. The Rabbeinu Bachya says in Breishis that the Zohar Nekeva is the Nefesh and the Sechel. That's what the Taninim HaGdolim symbolize. The Nefesh and the Sechel. That's why it says that Kosh Baruch Hu said that if the Nefesh and the Sechel are in his kokim, the world would come to an end. It would be too dangerous. What does that mean? The purpose of the world is to elevate the Gashmius. The nefesh symbolizes the gashmius, the chumrius. The sechel is the ruchnius. Yeah? So he says the zocher and the keva, that's what Kosh Baruch had to get, because in this world we are here to elevate. Otherwise, we wouldn't be any, the world wouldn't continue with no Yetzirah, with no physicality. So if Kosh Baruch got rid, but Le'osid Lova, Kosh Baruch is going to take the tzaddikim and sit in because they fulfill the purpose. What are we doing in Sukkah? We're taking our physicality, our chumrius, and elevating it. Even our simple actions like eating, drinking, sleeping. The poskim bring it to even Tashmish Amit, the person should be practical, the sukkah. So all the physical being, we take it into the sukkah. We are actually doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately wants, that we should elevate the chumris. That's why if we marry to do that, we'll be a zoiche to eat misukas oish livyosom, which that's when the sechel gets together with the nefesh. Nefesh gets together with the sechel. He calls, when Abaye calls the sechel, yeah, the nefesh, he calls the material, and the sechel the tzura. Kezocha nekeiva, like the Gemara says. Yeah? He says, you take the chumrius and you shape it up and you use it for ruchnius. When we use our physical material, our wealth, we use it for a mitzvah, we use it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn it into, we give it surah, we give it shape. As we said, we're going to talk a little bit about what happens if it rains tonight. But beforehand, I want to mention something which you may know, it's quite known. The Tur Paskins in Siman Tafresh Chafhei, he gives the whole explanation why we sit in the sukkah. Yeah, and he brings the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Mishum ananei kavod. Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with that heavenly cloud, what we call it. Ananei kavod. And therefore we have to sit in the sukkah. Kibasukkah so shafti is beneath. Now it's very unusual for the two to explain psukim. He's writing a book of halacha. The Bach points this out in three places. Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Tzitzit, and Hilchas Sukkah. He says in three places the two expanded a little bit on the explanation of the mitzvah of tzitzis, by the mitzvah of tefillin, and by sukkah. Says the Bach, if you want to be mekayim, the mitzvah ketikuna, I'll be in particular my words, ketikuna, because I'll soon show you that there's a machloikis amongst the achronim, what happens if you want mechaven. You sat in the sukkah, and you want mechaven just for the mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. Is that sufficient or not? But the Bach seems to say it is, just it's not ketikuna. If you want to be mekayim to ketikuna, why? Because in these three places the Torah says leman. Leman tiye teras Hashem beficha. Leman tizkiru et kol mitzvah Hashem. Leman yedu dorotechem ki basukot hashavti. So since the Torah says leman, so therefore here seems to be that the ikuv is not only just to have kavona, to do a mitzvah. Here we have to know why we are doing it and know the science behind this mitzvah. What's holding behind this mitzvah? My tefillin, man tiyeh teras Hashem beficha, mentioned once word. Man tiyeh, when was the last time we put on our tefillin? Yeah? Man tiyeh teras Hashem, we didn't stop talking to the Torah after that? Huh? We can't wait to take off our tefillin because we can't talk to our betelim. So what's man tiyeh teras Hashem beficha? Someone thought, it says in the tefillin, zecher etzias mitzayim. In two of the parashas, it says Zechet Tzias Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to wear it. What's your first excuse you give? What's the first excuse you give? You can't come to Shir Torah, you can't come and learn. Huh? Got no time. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when did they? Time? You were slaves in Mitzrayim. You had no time over there. Who gave you the gift of time? Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gave you time. And now you're using that gift and telling Hashem, I've got no time for you. He gave you time, he's saying no time. Man, tizkir kol mitzvah Hashem. My sukkah is the man yidu dorotechem. So we have to know. So the Bach says ketikuna. Truth is, it's a machloikis about the reason between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. But before we go on to explain whether it's makiv or not, the pele is, why do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? We should be paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Lachok Rabbi Akiva mechaveir, yeah? Because if Mishnah brings that, and if you're Rishonim bring you paskin like Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva holds the sukkah's mamash, we should be mechaven that we went in the midway with Sukkot Mamish, not an Anakovet. So you should know then in the tour, in the new tools, they bring at the bottom the Mechilta and Teres Kainim, that actually the Gil says the opposite. The Gil says Rabbi Akiva holds an Anakavod, and Rabbi Eliezer holds, so it could be the tour, and Rashi held that the Gilsa was Gilsa Afucha. Some question this, because the whole of the Targum, Unklus, gave the Targum, Yeki Basukot Shafti. He says, it's talking about Betalelala Anana. It's talking about the Anana Kovet. And Unklus was the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So it says in the Gemara Megillah. He was with both the Targum and the name of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Eliezer was Anana Kovet. So the gifts of Anana Kovet seem to be more accurate. Although we can say, you know what, Targum is from Asina, he came, like the Avram Gon says, or from Noe Gon says, and he's written by Alocha, written by Yosef in Chos Shabbos. Could be he was Metargim Akuntua. Tomorrow he received from Sina. How can Rabbi Eliezer argue with that? It should be an achra. But anyway, maybe not. That's not. Let's stick to the. It could be the opposite. Some want to say there's a drisha mechaim ve'al nisim mudai, one of the Sfaradim from Turkey. He writes as follows. He says, Rabbi Eliezer holds kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yishavu basukot. Rabbi Eliezer holds, not like the common, that every person has to make his own sukkah, like by lulav. He says that can't be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that we sit in sukkah because of Anon Yaakovot. Must be because he's holding sukkah mamish. It must be like the Gilson Teres Kerim is more accurate. Because had he held that the reason why we sit in the sukkah is Anon Yaakovot, was Rabbi Eliezer care if we all sit in one sukkah? The Anon Yaakovot included everybody together. Contrary, the opinion which holds, it's not Mishum Anon Yaakovot, sukkah's mamish, there's a bit of understanding why each one has to build his own sukkah. We hold like Rabbanon, yeah? Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yishuv b'sukkah, so you mean one sukkah, the whole of the Jewish people. So must be that it's Mishum Anon Yaakovot. So that's why the Gilsa of Anon Yaakovot seems to be more accurate. This is in order to clarify what must we have in mind. So if you can have in mind in both, but what's more accurate more? The Prima Gaudim actually holds, very nice, everything sounds good, but even if we hold mitzvah tzichas kavana, it's sufficient to have the kavana for the mitzvah, says the Prima Gaudim, even if you are not mechaven. That's what Mishabura actually adds in Halacha. Even if you are not mechaven, you don't have to eat again. Yeah? Don't have to, because it's not me'akiv de leman. Leman is like the Bach says ketikuna. However, the Bikurei Yaakov disagrees, the Ulchanel, and he holds that the time of the mitzvah here is me'akev. The Bnei Socher is a book called Derech Pikudecha. And there he writes quite clearly that when the Torah says leman, if you're not mechaven, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. And you have to repeat and eat again in the sukkah if you're not mechaven for the right kavon. So therefore it's an afkamina. What you must you have in mind when you sit in the sukkah?
If the leman is the koveh, then you should say the same, the Kuri Yaakov should say the same about
for tefillin. He says the same thing. Same idea. It's a big problem. Hashem Yichud. That helps a lot, no? Hashem Yichud. I don't know, the Yehuda was a bit not happy with Hashem Yichudim. Yeah, but definitely the Nishan Kabbalah the Mitzvah should definitely have. Mishnah Berurah seems to hold like Prima Gaudim again. Just information. By the way, you know there's Avnei Nezer. I just came across an Avnei Nezer. It says that this year, Min Adin, people should have built the sukkah before Shabbos. Min Adin. Not a chumrah. Because there's a concept of Em Avinim and a mitzvah. And since it's a Shabbos, which you can't build the sukkah in between, and you've got either Friday or Thursday, and you've got Sunday after Shabbos, so if you leave it for Sunday after Shabbos and the hefsek in between, you're doing a mimari on the mitzvah. He holds the asiyah of the sukkah is also a mitzvah. He had the whole argument of Tokas Yoav. Yeah, and it's all long tshuva and Avnei Nezer. Yeah, in fact, he holds like that. Don't have to come in, it's too late now, anyway. Okay, now, let's go back into it. So we've got a chiyuv to eat on the night of sukkahs, a chiyuv the oraisa to eat, as all most Rishonim bring. Is a chiyuv d'oraisa, and it's learned like the Gemara in the Bavli says that nafchav zayin is a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat tonight a kazais of bread in the sukkah, although normally we only make lishav a sukkah on a kabeitza when there's kviyos, but tonight even on a kazais is a chiyuv. Why? Because lel chamisha osa gzeir shova from Pesach from matzah. The question is how far do we go with this gzeir shova? Of communists today, whether it's tire, it's chayev or not chayev, whether when it's raining, you have to sit in the sukkah, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. By matzah, we've got no leniencies. You've got tzal, and it's tough luck. You have to force yourself to eat the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah, to eat the matzah. So therefore, by sukkah, should be the same. So we've got this gzeir shava. The Ohr Zaroa brings in the name of the Yerushalmi in Sukkah that seems to be a sofek whether the Gzeir HaShova applies completely, whether there's a Gzeir HaShova. However, we pass in like the Bavli. And therefore we have a Chiv Doraisa to eat on the night of Sukkah Zekazais. Now, to the extent that the Ramo brings an interesting psak, the Ramo brings that you should wait for nightfall to eat tonight the Kazais. Why? By matzah. We have to wait for night. Yeah, why do we know we have to wait by matzah by night? This might be nafkamina, because the Pelel Shulchan Aruch brings B'Shem the Aruch HaZachayim Milunim also to wait to the night, but when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, he omits it. He doesn't bring it down. By Pesach night, he brings. Even though normally, Tosefes, Shabbos, Tosefes, Yom Tov, you can be Kiddush early, everything, but Pesach night, since one of the Arba Koyses belongs to the Seder of the night, and it says it has to be at the time of the matzah, and the matzah has to be at the time of Korban Pesach, where is the source that matzah has to be at night? Where is the pasuk say?
Where
it can be towards the evening as well. Where is the laila? It says v'achlu et habasar b'laila hazeh and al matzot tumorim yochelu. And since it's a chiv to eat matzah tomorrow b'laila together with the korban Pesach, that's where the Gemara brings the source that you have to. So if it's Laila, it says Laila clearly. Erev, you can fiddle around in Erev. Laila, you can't. No? So by Laila, it says that you have to eat it, do me the Korban Pesach. Just like the Korban Pesach has to be by Laila, the matzahs and the morrow which you eat have to be by Laila as well. If we make Gzeira Shova 2-2, Chamisha Osa, Chamisha Osa, then we should eat at night. You can make a Chiluk. There is a gzeira shovel in the ikachiyuv of eating. But the details of the mitzvah, that's because Korban Pesach is eaten at night. It's not Korban Pesach on Sukkot. Korban Pesach, there's an alien of eating balayla. But who says, maybe here we'll apply the rule. Now, by the way, according to the Rambam, you know, the Machlok is showing whether the chiyuv Tosefes is the right or not. Yeah? So, to eat me b'od yom before shkia, for nacht, L'chol will be going into this argument whether Tosefes is for real or not. Because the Rambam doesn't bring the Inyan of Tosefes at all, only on Yom Kippur. Mainly in the Inuim. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Oimrim Shetzech Lo'isif B'chol Al HaKodesh. It's a machlok is a shayni. The Radbaz wants to say the Inyan HaKun to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv. The question is, the Rabbonon even? But if the Oraisa is no chiyuv, how can we sit and eat in Sukkah before night? Anyway, within Tosefes we can't. So, since anyway, there's no one who argues with this clearly, that you have to eat at night. You have to eat at night. There are most of Paskins and Halacha like that. We have to wait for nightfall. So we wait for nightfall. I'm just trying to explain why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention by Sukkah. Could be that the Nachinamin is a Gzeira Shova. But the Indian things, we can rely on the Indian of eating it before Yom even. However, according to Rambam, there's no Tosefes, then you have to do it in the evening. But however, the Shulchan Aruch did pass, and you need to put Moisei Mayichol on a Kodesh, not like the Rambam. So the Tosefes is for real. Never. Okay. Ladino, we wait for nightfall. Yeah, I just want to broaden the idea. Now, going back to the rain. What happens if it rains? So based on what we said now, the Rashba in Tshuvas, Chalek Dalet Siman Ayin Chet, right? Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. The mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukas Ke'en Taduru. Comes Sukkot night, it's raining. You want to eat now, you mean? Says the Rashba, Lo Shamanu, Velo Ra'inu, that there should be a chiv to eat in the rain outside. Lo Shamanu, Velo Ra'inu. That's the Losh of the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like him, doesn't bring this. Doesn't bring. However, he brings the Rosh, which there are more paskins like the Rosh, there are more holes. Mitztayer by Matzah is Chayav. So Mitztayer by Sukkah, the whole Ptur of Sukkah is Mitztayer. Mitztayer, Mitztayer you Chayav by Matzah. And we learn from Matzah, Gzeira Shova. So therefore also by Sukkah, you should be Chayav even if you're Mitztayer. So therefore it's raining, you Mitztayer, eat the Kazais bread in the Sukkah, come to Rosh, you shouldn't make a bracha. Oh, we're going to get that. I want to test that. So the Achrayim bring not to make a bracha in the Sukkah. Because the Machloek is a shayin. Machloek is a shayin. There are more paskins you should see it. Presumably with a bracha. But don't make a bracha. Why? Bracha is in a me'akvah. Yeah? You've got a sofik. Don't make a bracha. You should know the Vilna Gaon actually holds. Vilna Gaon points out what you're pointing out. There's a Masa Rav, which is very strange. The Masa Rav time is that. Well, let me first give me the Chochma Shlomo, yeah, or Shlomo Kluger. Or Shlomo Kluger kind is, why not make a bracha? Why not make a bracha in the Sukkah? Are, what are you going to say? According to the opinions, you're potter from Sukkah because of Mitzvah? Are, Rabbi Nutan Paskins, the Ashkenazim, the what? Nashim Somchot Reshut. The woman can do mitzvah asher sazman groma, can do smicha on a korban, even though they're not mechuyev. Yeah? Can make a bracha on mitzvah asher sazman groma, even though they're potter. Even though you're potter from a mitzvah, you can make a bracha. If that's the case, why if it's raining, you shouldn't be able to make a bracha, even if you're mitztayah. So even according to the Rashba, the mitztayah is potter min asukah. Yeah? You should still be able to make a bracha. Good point, no? What did see the Master Rav Simon Resh Yudzayim in his book Master Rav? They just bought an updated version. I tried to look at the source. What Master Rav, the Vilna Gaon, says something very strange. I mean, you have to understand what he's saying. He says you shouldn't make a bracha. Why? The Vilna Gaon cites with the Rishonim which holds your potter, yeah, not like the Ramon. But he writes En levorach mipnei she'en shem sukkah la sukkah ve'isak shomi. It's not the sukkah. Sukkah kishmo kenu. It's coming to make a protection. I'm guessing that's why I looked at the ones who tried to write the commentary in the Master Rav, and they started to explain that, you know, it's not the sukkah. It's not serving a purpose now. And therefore you can't call it the sukkah. So what do you say, Lishav a sukkah? What kind of a sukkah? What protection is offering you? Huh? Interesting. I don't know where the golden source is for that to say such a thing, because fourth, it's a sukkah. Yeah, so now maybe now it's going to be said to say, night also doesn't protect you from the sun. Yeah? The sukkah tiel etzel. But there's an oinig yom tov. Shuta oinig yom tov. Oinig yom tov writes in Sivan Mem Tes, in Ol HaChaim, he writes that in fact, you're not allowed to have hanor from a sukkah when it's raining. You shouldn't even sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Kol she cannot say lishav sukkah. Why? He says atze sukkah also v'anoh. When you're not doing the mitzvah, you're not for its mitzvah. So if you put, how can you go in? You'd be nene. You're dame to chagiga. Yeah, it's also v'anoh. Only yom tov. Apparently, one of his talmidim argued with him there, and in length he tries to justify it, whatever. But he takes holds that you can't have a no. How will he do the Ramos Psakti? You should go back to Shomim. That's for the mitzvah. Because you have a mitzvah to eat the Kazais according to Rosh, even if it's raining, so for you. But other than that Kazais mitzvah, then you shouldn't be nene from the Sukkah whilst it's rain. Now, obviously, the halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah that we don't make a bracha, yeah, because suffering bracha is lehakim. But the Ashkenazim have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah even if it's pouring with rain. Be'ezras Hashem, it won't be pouring with rain. The Sfadim seems to be from the Shulchan Aruch. They don't have a chiyuv to sit. They can eat their meals. But what? Yes, the Chayodim and the Vilna Gaon say clearly, you should wait all night for the rain to stop. Because so long as you haven't waited. Why Chatzos? Halacha is a Kabbalah, you're saying. The Korban Pesach, you don't eat until Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva holds it till Amud HaShachar. You can eat Korban Pesach. If you didn't eat the Pesach right, Ratz until Chatzos, you won't eat after that? Brochus is something else, what you'll say. So then I've come in with me that before Chatzos, you'll have Kazai, after Chatzos, you'll have Kabetz, to be able to do this, to the Yishuv Asuka. It stops raining. But you want to meet the Zed Horizon? No? Should wait? Mishnah Berurah says that once you've gone to bed, you've gone to bed. That's it.
So it's time to get up.
Yeah, because you've been tired for Shana probably, so therefore we don't regret. But the challenge is, should you go to bed? You shouldn't go to bed.
Aloha, what do you do? Aloha, what do you do?
I would wait.
It's raining.
I would wait, like the Chayolim said. Wait, what's the big deal?
Young
Bar
Mitzvah boy says to stay up all night.
Yeah. Young, I don't know. He holds himself a mitzvah, the wet feeling, yeah? Kuf knocking. It's way too other mitzvahs. What's it too? What young boy? They're not young anymore.
The Mishnah bring down Ali Rabba and others who say Kisho Oshet time.
Okay?
Kisha Oshet time.
Yeah, but that's before. You're not talking about after Chatzos.
What?
They've been going and this was saying Kola Laila. They're talking all night. Have a look at Shara Tzion.
Yeah.
Shara Tzion as well. In fact,
I've got a better forecast to tell you what I mean.
Oh, Hashem, we've got the weather forecast.
No, but in Carolina.
Yeah. Could you rely on the weather forecast? I think your phones will be off.
when no, you coming.
Look now. Hashem, so the Mevinim say that tonight there won't be rain. I'm saying even more. We learned about it, there won't be rain. Okay. What? So Be'ezra Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know it's everybody's rushed, I don't want to go on over time. There's a lot to discuss, but at least we touched on a few little points.
Okay.
Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the other. We should mamish feel what, how temporary this world is. We should feel it. We should be certain to take it fully around. It.